From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey blames ISIL. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday the Islamic State is the prime suspect in Saturday's double suicide bombing in Ankara. Turkish authorities face accusations from angry citizens. Dorian Jones reports.
The government faces increasing accusations of negligence, if not collusion, in Turkey's worst terrorist attack, charges it vehemently denies. The main opposition parties are blaming the government policy of backing radical Islamist groups fighting the Syrian government for contributing to the attack. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu declared the Islamic State group is the prime suspect, and authorities are close to identifying one of the bombers. Dozens of suspected Islamic State militants have been arrested, but it's not clear if they are connected to the bombing. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The European Council on Monday called for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria that do not target Islamic State or other UN-designated terrorist organizations. Russia's defense ministry says its aircraft hit 53 targets in Syria in the past 24 hours. Syrian government troops advanced under cover of Russian airstrikes on Monday. Opposition candidates are calling for Guinea's presidential election to be annulled, saying the vote Sunday was rigged in favor of incumbent leader Alpha Conde. The seven opposition candidates held a news conference Monday to denounce the election as a grand deception. The candidates said they had recorded a number of irregularities in the voting, including falsified results, ballot box stuffing, and intimidation and arrests by security forces. Conde's main challenger, former Prime Minister Salou Daline Diallo, said he and other candidates would not recognize the result. This is VOA News. Iranian state television reported that Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted on charges that include espionage. The report quoted a judiciary spokesman did not include details of the verdict. It did say Rezaian and his lawyer are eligible to appeal the conviction within 20 days. Princeton University professor Angus Deaton has won the 2015 Nobel Economics Prize for his analysis of consumption, poverty, and welfare.
I always knew it was a possibility. Well, not always, but I've known for some time it was a possibility. I never thought it was a very likely event, especially not in any given year.
Deaton, a British and U.S. citizen born in Scotland, has been a professor of economics and international affairs at New Jersey's Princeton University since 1983. Palestinians stepped up the pace of stabbing attacks Monday against Jews in the Jerusalem area. Israeli police shot and killed two assailants. The worst spell of street violence in years showed little signs of abating. Addressing a new session of parliament, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had overcome previous waves of bombings. In southern Afghanistan Monday, gunmen riding a motorbike shot and killed a doctor who worked for the United Nations Assistance Mission. No one has claimed responsibility for the shooting of Tur Pakai Olfat in Kandahar. She had worked for the UN for the past 12 years. Meanwhile, the Taliban says it has added Afghanistan's largest private television station, Tolo, and another broadcaster, One TV, to the insurgent group's list of legitimate targets, condemning both stations as American propaganda tools. Saudi Arabia's King Salman Monday rejected any suggestion that his country should give up its role as the organizer of the Hajj following last month's deadly stampede in Mina. The Saudi monarch said criticism of the country's handling of security during the Hajj will not affect his country's oversight of the annual Islamic pilgrimage. Russia's main security agency says it foiled a terrorist attack in Moscow by a group of Russian citizens, several of whom it claims were trained in Syria by the Islamic State group. The Federal Security Service said Monday it raided an apartment in the Russian capital after receiving information a group there was plotting a terrorist attack targeting Moscow's public transportation system. A new report says despite progress in reducing hunger worldwide, hunger levels in at least 52 developing countries remain serious or alarming. It says nearly 800 million people around the world still go hungry. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.